All right, Grizzlies, during this Rock Road Home with Heather, we've decided to pull over and pick up a guest, and I'm joined on the phone with Wes Scantlin, the lead singer from the band that you're going to be seeing right here in Quincy, Puddle of Mud. How you doing, Wes?
I'm doing very good. Thank you for having me, Heather.
This is kind of a homecoming for you. You're going to be playing down by a river.
That's awesome. I like rivers. Rivers are awesome. Yeah.
I did not know that you guys actually got your name because of a flooded river.
That's exactly how it happened.
We have not had a riverfront show down in Quincy for decades. So you're going to be the first band going out there to blow it out. So I want to know, as far as you guys, when is the first time that you knew that you'd made it?
I think I was going down the road in Kansas City, and the local radio station, 98.9 The Rock, was actually playing like our very, very first record. And it was playing on the radio. And it was just amazing. We didn't have a deal with any labels or anything. We were just doing it all on our own. I felt like, you know what, if you can do that without any type of any support, I was like, I think I got it made in shade.
And now we play so many of your songs every single day here at the Grizz. So you've made yourself into the lexicon of that era of music. So that has to feel like invigorating.
Yeah, it's a really special feeling. And it's crazy, you know, how many like really great, freaking amazing like things happen, you know, over the course of your life. And I've had a bunch of them, and I'm going to continue to keep having a bunch of them. And me and all the fans and all you guys that help out, we're all going to have just, you know, we'll have great experiences and happy moments, you know, in life.
Yeah, you've had quite the journey with going through your rock and with everything. And congratulations, first of all, on your sobriety. Has that changed how you approach your songwriting and the way you are just generally on stage?
No, I'm just, you know, I do it the same way that I've always done it. I just like sit down, and most of the time I'm usually by myself when I begin to work on a song. And get a little acoustic guitar and some pen, and, you know, get a pen, whatever, and some paper. And just start jotting stuff down. And, you know, if you got a winner, you know it from the beginning. So, but if you got a loser, you got to know when to chuck it and throw it away and say bye-bye.
Yeah, I bet.
Move on to the next one. Maybe.
So does it just strike you? Like, does a song all of a sudden just appear in your head out of nowhere? I mean, with a little inspiration that maybe you didn't think about at the time, but then all of a sudden a melody or something pops in your head. Is that how it usually goes?
Yeah, you know what? The best thing to do as a songwriter is to capitalize on it immediately and run and get the piece of paper and a pencil and just start writing it down and possibly even recording some kind of melody type thing you have going on. If you don't do that and you fall asleep, you lose it, and it sucks because I already just lost one for not actually listening to my own rules yesterday.
Oh, that's awful. And you're like, damn it, I had it too, and it was right there.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully it comes back to you tonight. So is there a particular song that you wish that you would have wrote? Because being a songwriter, that's something that you take so much pride in. Is there a song that you hear and you're like, damn, I wish I would have wrote that?
Yeah, you know what? One of them is The Weeknd, man. I Can't Feel My Face.
Love it.
Like, when I heard that song, I was so happy, but I was so, like, really just pissed.
Cause right.
I was like, ah, damn, man. What the hell? Like, I got to find out whoever the bass player is on that, man. I mean, that song, man, that's epic.
So if you could spend the day, and I always like to ask this question of everybody because everybody's a little bit different. You never really know. You can spend a whole day doing whatever you want with an artist, living or dead. Who are you going to spend that time with, and what are you going to do?
You know, I might hang with Layne Staley. I never get to meet the guy. I love him.
Awesome.
He's almost like a brother to me spiritually.
Mm-hmm.
He taught me, him and Jerry both taught me how to sing, how to be a good vocalist. But yeah, maybe hang out with him and see if I could get him to stop shooting up.
Yeah.
Like killing himself somehow or another.
When you listen to your music, you have that grunge kind of sound to you, which I absolutely love. So would you say that Layne was your biggest inspiration?
I can't say that he was the biggest, but he was definitely one of the people that like really inspired me. And, you know, it was just like, I don't know, just amazing. And the shattering amazing.
Mm-hmm. Now, let's talk about your live shows. Now, I've been to a few of those back in the day, and I got to tell you, when it comes to sing-alongs, you guys are the kings of the sing-along, because we all know certain songs, like me as Psycho, that we could dedicate those songs and that too. So what is your favorite song to perform? It don't have to necessarily be one of your giant hits, but is there a song that you just love singing every time?
You know what? I like singing a lot, like basically all of them. You know, Psycho is actually like, it's just like a really good sing-along thing. Mm-hmm. I've been kind of playing the guitar a little bit lighter and backing off the mic a little bit more so I can actually hear the crowd.
Yeah.
And the thing that's really amazing is that the crowd's just so freaking, like, they're such awesome singers. Everybody there is, you know, is a singer, and they're a musician, and at heart and at soul and in spirit. And it really just moves me, like, tremendously in a positive area. And I just love to just sit there and almost even let the crowd just sing it just by themselves. Sometimes it's really cool to see.
Well, yeah, because they're singing with so much emotion and so much heart. And it's, to me, for you, it's just a compliment back that we love this so much and we love what you're doing so much that we're going to sing it back to you being the professional that sings it. So that's awesome for you to say.
I mean, I could really seriously just start playing shows and just let the crowd sing the whole entire set.
That would be kind of rad, though, just to kind of do that and see what happens. I think that would be very cool. I think the audience would appreciate that.
Yeah, that's kind of, yeah.
It could be live Puddle of Mud live karaoke with the actual band.
Right. Yeah, but the whole entire audience is doing the karaoke stuff.
Yeah, I love it. That would be fantastic. You could be like the master of ceremonies, be like, okay, I'm not going to sing. I'm just going to have you, and we'll do this. That would be awesome.
It would definitely be a really pretty simple, easy show for me.
That would be fun, though.
Yeah. There's some that, you know, some people will go away with some sore throats, though. I'll tell you that much.
Oh, I'm one of those people that'll do that because I'll sing my heart out. It may sound like a cat getting hurt, but I'll sing my heart out for sure. So who do you think is your guilty pleasure band? So we all kind of have those bands that we don't want people to know. Like, you know, we have our reputations of, you know, like for me, I'm a 90s grunge rock chick. So if they catch me listening to Daryl Hall and Oates, they're going to go, what the hell? Is there a band like that for you?
I love Daryl Hall and Oates.
They're so good.
Yeah. My God, there's so many freaking bands. I love, you know, Peter Gabriel is really amazing. Just a really great songwriter of it. There's so many freaking bands and artists. You know, I'm sad Prince is gone.
Oh,
I know. That was my homie. And Chris, you know, Soundgarden, you know, Mr. Cornell, God rest his soul.
Yeah.
I'm always a sucker for a little badass Soundgarden.
Your show is coming up August the 4th. This is a big deal for the Tri-States, and I'm super excited. I'll be the MC, so I'll get to hang out with you that night. The tickets are super cheap for seeing the quality that you guys are. So go to riverfestfm.com. Get your tickets now before you cannot get them any longer. And I cannot wait to hang out with you, Wes, and to see you guys live. Can't wait for you to bring it. Hey, and if you come in early, you can always swing by the studio and we can hang out.
Okay, I can do that. No problemo.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Wes. We'll see you on August the 4th.
Okay. Thank you, Mrs. Heather and KZZK 105.9, The Grizz Rocks, Quincy, Illinois. Get it or get out.